This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Nari Shakti have reached new heights through their hard work, courage and confidence. He urged everyone to come together to empower women by expanding opportunities. Addressing the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said that India is going to take one of the biggest decisions of the 21st century and this decision is dedicated to women's empowerment.
Bharat 21st sadi ke sabse bade nirnayon mein se एक निर्णय लेने जा रहा है। मैं बहुत जिम्मेवारी के साथ कह रहा हूं कि 21वीं सदी के महत्वपूर्ण निर्णयों में से एक महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय यह है। ये निर्णय नारी शक्ति को समर्पित है, नारी शक्ति वंदन को समर्पित है। हमारे देश की संसद एक नया इतिहास रचने के करीब है, एक ऐसा नया इतिहास जो अतीत की संकल्पनाओं को साकार करेगा, जो भविष्य के संकल्पों को पूरा करेगा।
The Prime Minister said the Parliament is on the verge of creating a new history, one that will fulfill the aspirations of the past and the future. Congress, Janata Dal United and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas have issued a three-line whip to all its MPs in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha to remain present in the House and support the party's stand. The government is ensuring the 100% supply of LPG for domestic households and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributors in the country. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi this afternoon, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said, domestic supply of LPG is normal across the country. She added that commercial supply of LPG has been restored to 70%. The Joint Secretary also noted that over 182,000 tons of commercial LPG sales has been registered since 14th of the last month. During the inter-ministerial briefing, Additional Secretary at Ministry of Heavy Industries, Dr. Hanif Qureshi said the government has also extended subsidies for electric three-wheelers.
The government has been encouraging manufacturing and adoption of electric vehicles. This is in view of not only the energy security situation, but a step towards Atmanirbhar Bharat. Under the PM E-Drive scheme, the terminal date of the subsidies for three-wheelers rickshaws was till March 2026. That has now been extended by 2 years till March 2028. Electric two-wheelers are used by a large number of people. The terminal date for the subsidies has also been extended by another 3 months. Till 31st July of 2026.
The Supreme Court today declined to entertain a plea challenging the deletion of names from the voters' list during the special intensive revision exercise in West Bengal, terming it premature. A bench headed by Justice Surya Kant and Justice Joymala Bagchi directed the petitioners to approach the designated appellate tribunals set up to hear such grievances. The court noted that nearly 30 to 34 lakh appeals are pending, with each tribunal handling over 1 lakh cases. It emphasized that due process must be followed and said judicial intervention at this stage could disrupt the electoral process. As the West Bengal State Assembly elections are nearing, the campaigning is now reaching the peak. Star campaigners from various parties are holding meetings, rallies and public gatherings to win over the voters. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed a public meeting in Birbhum in support of the party candidates. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee at a public meeting in Shiuri, Birbhum, alleged that after the CAA, the BJP is attempting to implement NRC. CPIM and Congress candidates are also participating in public meetings and door-to-door campaigning. The funeral procession of legendary singer Asha Bhosle is underway in Mumbai, being taken from her residence to the Shivaji Park Crematorium in Dadar, where the last rites are scheduled to be performed in a short while. Our Mumbai correspondent reports banners paying respects to Asha Tai have been erected across Mumbai, echoing the sentiments of lakhs of fans. Benchmark domestic equity indices dropped nearly 1% today. The Sensex fell 703 points to close at 76,848, while the Nifty slipped 208 points to settle at 23,843. And that is the end of this news bulletin.